And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sure by now you've heard over the weekend or the past few days, Israel has been getting attacked by Iran. They're shooting rockets and drones. And the most interesting thing to me is how they communicated with the White House, Joe Biden's White House, before they did the attack. And I'm like, but Will Johnson, why would they talk? Why would Iran talk to the White House before they did the attack? That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. Well, they did it because Joe Biden was coordinating with Iran on how they should do the attack. I would have to go and say that this federal government in the United States of America, they are not allies with Israel. They're helping Iran to attack Israel. It makes me think about when Hamas was shooting rockets into Israel before October 7th. They were shooting all these rockets into Israel. Thousands of rockets. Went on for, 11 to 13 days, if I remember correctly. I think it was 13 days. But anyways, when it got to the last day, Israel said, okay, we've had enough. We're getting ready to wipe them out. Only then Joe Biden stepped in. Only then Joe Biden stepped into Israel and said, okay, don't do anything. Don't retaliate. Don't go any further because we can help get it stopped. But he didn't help stop it before then. When Israel said they've had enough and about to put the foot down, put the foot on Hamas before October 7th, Joe Biden stepped in, not to help Israel, but to defend Hamas, but to help and protect Hamas. It's completely disgusting. And now Iran just attacked Israel. And come to find out, before they attacked them, they were coordinating with the White House. This is information that's coming out. They were coordinating with the White House on where to attack, what should they do, and how they should do it. They were being assisted by Joe Biden's White House. Why would they do this? Joe Biden is playing both sides of this war. He helped fund Iran so that they can attack Israel. And then they go in and they're helping Israel by giving them arms. They need this conflict. They want this conflict. And the reason why I believe that we're seeing this happen is because the Democrats, they looked at the past history here in the United States of America. Everything that they've done to try to take out President Trump has failed. So one of the things that's happened in the past in the history of this country is that every single person that was president in the White House during a time of war, when the country was at war, they went on to becoming president again. So they're trying to do everything they can. So they believe it's to Joe Biden's best interest, to the Democrats' best interest, for the United States of America to go into a full-fledged war. And they don't care who it's with. It can be with Russia. It can be with Iran, even though we're helping Iran. They don't care. They just need a full-fledged war to take place, and this time they want the war to happen here on our soil. This is part of the reason why they've been shipping in terrorists all across the world into the United States of America. You need to get prepared. I've been telling people constantly, you got to get ready for what's to come because these evil Democrats are not going to hold back on what they want to do. Now, I do have a couple clips that I want to share with you about this very thing. And the conflict that is happening there is more than likely going to escalate. It's more likely going to escalate. Do you think that Israel should take what happened? Because Joe Biden is telling Israel, take this as a win, that you got attacked. You got attacked by all these drones, even though you were able to take them out with the Iron Dome. Take this as a win. Really? So if the United States of America was constantly getting attacked like this with 300 drones and plus everything else, do you think the United States of America say, oh, okay, we're just going to take this as a win and just look the other way? Would America do that? Should America do that if we are on an attack? I don't think that America would. Why didn't we do that on 9/11 then? Oh, because so many people died. Well, a whole bunch of people died in Israel. Should they not be able to retaliate until the job is done? Supposedly, that's what we did. So why can't Israel do it? Joe Biden is telling Israel, take this as a win. And Iran, they're celebrating like they won. So who actually won here? Who's winning? This is actually a win for Iran. Why? Because not only did they attack with 300 drones just here recently, but they actually were attacking. They actually attacked the Israeli embassy and killed how many people was it? 22 people? They killed 22 people. This just happened, what, Saturday? To my understanding, right? Is that correct?
No, it happened last week.
I can't remember which day it was, right?
It was before Saturday.
It just happened. Yeah, that's right. It was before this conflict happened with Iran attacking Israel. But so they killed like 22 people, if I'm not mistaken, in the embassy of Israel, right? The embassy of for Israel. They killed 22 people, but the government, state media, no one is talking about that. And they're like, oh, this, and Joe Biden's telling Israel to just take this as a win. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, that could have been considered the retaliation, right? The attack on the Israel consulate. But now they went ahead and shot at Israel. Thank goodness it didn't do very much damage. For the most part, they deflected them. But I think it was a test run for Iran, to be honest.
This, I believe it was as well.
I think Iran was doing it just to see what they could do.
And see what nations would allow them to fly the drones over to attack them.
Yeah, create the situation.
Because these drones had to fly. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Iraq is in between Iran and Israel.
Yep.
So they had to fly over Iraq to get there. And not only from there, they were coming from, what's the other one down below?
They were coming from Lebanon.
Kuwait or Lebanon?
I believe.
Yeah, so there's multiple locations they were shooting these drones from into Israel. So listen to this one. This is about the Hamas war expanding. I believe that it's going to. And this is what they want. The Democrats, I've been saying this for months now, for probably close to a year, that the Democrat Party, they need conflict. They want this conflict because then they believe that most people in the country will just automatically support Joe Biden.
The president also called on Iran not to retaliate, but they did anyway. What does that tell you?
Well, again, what it tells me, as I looked at last night, what it tells me is that we can make good on our commitment to defend Israel. It tells me that Israel does have superior military capability. Just think about the hardware that Iran threw into the sky and how little damage that caused. I mean, that's a real testament to how strong the IDF is.
So why did they even have to get to that point in the first place? Why do we have to find out that what they can throw at them? And see, they have thousands and thousands of these drones, thousands of them. So they just didn't send 300 last night. So we're supposed to believe like they're weakened now. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying it. I don't think that they just threw 300 drones because they knew they were going to be taken out because they know Israel has the Iron Dome.
Well, this was a test run.
This was a test run to see where they're, and you know, they were gathering data. Okay, we send these drones here, gather data, see what's happening here, see what's happening there. Mm-hmm. And if they just imagine, Shannon, you can get them off the screen. Just imagine if they shoot drones, shoot rockets, at the same time do paratroopers again, and at the same time put soldiers on the ground going into Israel. Imagine if they do that next time. Because it's going to come. These people cannot leave nothing alone.
I mean, I don't know how much power they have. I mean, I know that they're saying that they believe they almost depleted everything that they had. How they know that, I have no idea. But I think it definitely was a test run. They wanted to see what they could get away with. Who was going, like you said, collecting data. How would this go about if we did a full-fledged attack, right? This was pretty much a failure. But what's next? Who else would get involved?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, here's another one I want to play for you with Kirby talking about this conflict and trying to say, take this as a win. Listen.
So did he warn Israel not to respond? Did he say take the win, as has been reported?
I think the president was, again, very clear with Prime Minister Netanyahu about the success that they enjoyed last night and the impact that that success ought to have.
How do you take it as a win? How do you take this as a win?
So they're saying because they had very limited, damage. I think one airbase or something had damage in Israel, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but they're not talking about the people that were killed at the consulate. They're not talking about that at all. Yeah. They're just talking about this barrage of attacks that just happened in the past couple of days in Israel. I'm just kind of curious, and I'm looking in the comments. Do you think Israel should back down, or do you think Israel should retaliate? Do you think Israel should retaliate? Do you think they should? Yeah. Well, look at this one.
Yeah. I mean, well, this just happened. This happened. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post. It says Iran informed Turkey in advance of its planned operation against Israel, a Turkish diplomatic source told Reuters on Sunday, adding that the U.S. conveyed to Iran via Ankara that its operation must be within certain limits. So they knew this was happening. They're like, oh, this is what we're going to allow you to do, Iran. Instead of just saying, don't do it, deflecting, just like he said, or the news anchor said, Biden told him not to do it, and they did it anyways. I don't think Biden told him not to do it, to be honest with you. I think he's playing both sides. He is supporting Iran via letting them have money to fund their terror, right? And then he's playing like, oh, Israel, but we support you. We're going to send people to support you. And then he's playing both sides of this conflict. That's what a weak person does. They don't take a position.
No,
he's not taking a position because he's a weak president.
No, they don't. Yeah. You know, as I've said before, they want this conflict. The Democrats have been pushing so hard to create conflict on the planet. And they believe this because just like when Bush was in office, people voted for Bush. I'm going to be honest with you. I voted for W because we were in a time of war. That was one of the factors that I voted for Bush because we were in war at that time. And I was completely naive to politics and what was going on. This was after 9/11 happened, right? 9/11 happened and then the election came and I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and support him. I voted for Bush. I sure did. Right? Now, listen to this one. Or actually, we're going to run out of time. We'll get back to this one. But let me just tell you, when I was a lot younger, of course, and Bush was in office and 9/11 happened. And I remember the country was coming together. People that I never thought would unified in the United States of America. And I'll never forget it when Bush went to New York and he was on that megaphone. I was sitting there looking at that video and I remember watching Bush speak and I was like, he's a leader. This was my thinking during that time. He's a leader. And I was subject to like thinking maybe I could join the military. You know, a lot of people wanted to join the military to fight this cause. It was like such a unifying thing after we got attacked. We got attacked. And I remember even my dad, he was retired. He's retired military personnel. And he even said that he would be willing to go. And when I heard him say this, I wanted to go. And today, my dad, he can't stand Trump. He's a complete Democrat, and I can't stand it. We get in arguments constantly, when he's not yelling at me because I won't, you know, comply with the stuff that he's pushing. But they believe that if they do this again, they can get the country to unify. It's a completely different time. I don't think that time will happen again. It won't come again. We're going to come back. I'm going to show you what they're doing with the money. It's all. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. you have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding that